Blog Talk Radio.
Bobby,
you are up with your who's hot and who's not.
It would be my pleasure. Anyway, I'm going to talk about, because the Cubs clinched this week, I got to pay tribute to at least two of their pitchers, John Lester and Kyle Hendricks, who are still there on the hot list as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. The last week or so, actually the last three games, Lester's 3-0, 0.38 ERA, 0.67 WHIP, at 24 innings. He's got 19 strikeouts and just three walks. He just looks like he's ready for the postseason right now. Hendricks has a similar line, 1-loss, 3-0, last three games, 0.86 ERA, and he's got 17 strikeouts in the last 21 innings. Pretty good. And the only other pitcher in the majors that's like keeping up with them, that would be Max Scherzer. And to me, Max Scherzer looked like he's on pace for another, maybe another Cy Young. 16-7 this year, 2-0 his last three starts, 1.66 ERA, and he just continually he's leading the league in strikeouts right now. He's up over 250, and that's just simply amazing. Another great year for Max Scherzer, with a couple weeks left to go in the season. As far as who's cold, you got to wonder about the Buffalo Bills. They've already released the highest-paid offensive coordinator in football. They've got a new assistant there. They let go. What was his name? They let go of him. They've hired Anthony Lynn, their running backs coach, to be their new offensive coordinator, and they're hoping to do, you know, just a little bit better than they have been. So anyway, look for the Bills to make some sort of, hopefully, dramatic improvement on offense this coming week. And that's
scored 31 points in their loss to the Jets. You know, that tells me that their offense was clicking. Maybe they should be taking a look at their defense. But yeah, that's just me. You know, I'm always a rebel rouser.
Isn't Rex Grubel the defensive coordinator now?
Huh?
What?
Isn't Rex Ryan's brother? Isn't he the defensive coordinator now for the Bills?
Anthony Lynn.
Oh, the new defensive coordinator?
New offensive coordinator.
Oh no, I said the defensive coordinator. I think is Rex Ryan's brother. And so
I wasn't talking about defense.
I know, but I'm just saying that they lost the game. They gave up 37 points. If they're going to fire somebody, it seems like the defensive coordinator would be the one getting fired.
Well, there's family, and then there's defense, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Hondo, I'm getting beeped in my ear that your audio is a little off, so you might want to...
All right.
You might want to turn up your audio. It's a little low. They're telling me that you need to yell. I hate to pee in the Chicago Cubs Cheerios this morning, but I'm going to do it anyway. If you're a Cub fan, gentlemen, we all know the heartache that they've been through. Is this a little bit, am I making too much out of this? You know, I don't need enough, you know, I don't need any more sleep anyway, so this is the kind of crap that I worry about at night. But aren't you a little concerned that they clinched real early like this or not? Am I making too much out of that?
No, they get their rotation in line. I don't think clinching early is the problem. The problem would be if you start to see some timely hitting or some, where the San Francisco Giants start to play good baseball on the wild card side, because they've got the one pitcher, Madison Bumgarner, who is lights out in the postseason, that can change, that is a game changer as far as when you're playing somebody that might be a wild card team. The other thing is if Clayton Kershaw suddenly develops some stamina and he's going to be a factor for the Dodgers, then I would say that you're not just worried about the Washington Nationals. There's three teams or four that can upset your apple cart on the way to the World Series. Yeah, I would more worry about the opposition because the Cubs have won it going away this year, but I've never seen them play head to head against teams where they didn't just overpower them, where they had to play for one run, you know, play
right.
for one of those scratch for runs game and win.
Well, the Cubs fans got to remember that back in 2001, the Seattle Mariners won 116 games and they didn't even get out of the first round of the playoffs. So it's how you're playing at the time the playoffs come. In 2002, when the Angels won the World Series, they weren't the best team in baseball that year. They were playing the best when the playoffs started. Same with the Giants in 2010. The Giants weren't the best baseball team in 2010, but they were playing the best baseball. And that's the key going into the playoffs.
And you got to have two pitchers. And sometimes you only need two pitchers. But you got to have two good pitchers when you go in.
All right. We're going to take a trip out to Los Alamitos real quick here before we take our break. And let's see if Hondo, go ahead and give us a horse that you like today.
I like a horse claimed by Peter Diller. It's got Santiago Gonzalez on it. Turn, the number four horse in the sixth race today. I think he's well spotted. I think he's going to lay second, third, or fourth. And in that long stretch of Los Al, I think it's going to fit him perfectly. And so I like Eddie's Turn in the sixth today.
In the sixth, okay.
Yes.
And I know Greg likes a horse, or actually a race today on the card. And, Greg, why don't you go ahead and tell us, I think it's the eighth race that you've highlighted today.
Yep, the eighth race, the Rosal. Mike Smith aboard Spooky Woods, first-time starter for Hollendorfer. Mike's a big money rider. It's the $100,000 purse, so he's right there in that race. First-time starter, but it's been training well, and Hollendorfer can get him ready. So, yeah, Spooky Woods is the one in the eighth race.
Okay. And do you I went which is probably a good reason to go and back Greg here. I went with Bitska on the outside. This is a horse that John Sadler claimed last time out at Del Mar, and Bitska, you don't see Sadler reaching in and taking many horses. He's not really a claiming trainer, not that he can't be, but you don't really see him reaching in and claiming horses too often. So I'm going to go with Bitska on the outside, and you told me earlier that you like a Exacta in this race too.
Yes, my exact is going to go to the two, the backer-trained Adorable.
Okay.
Bumbled bad in the last start, and I really think that's the difference maker. So I got a 1-2 Exacta, and then I'm going to choose to bet it straight.
Okay. The other Baffert trainee, Diva LaMousse, you're not that horse scares me, Hondo, too, on the front end.
She's got the speed to she could pop gate to wire. It's interesting.
Yeah,
that's a $100,000 race, and I think of the six horses, four or five of them are maidens.
Right.
It's interesting. Or first time starter, that's an interesting, very interesting race for sure. And you mentioned Sadler not claiming many horses. The thing is, when Sadler claims a maiden horse out of a maiden claiming, you better take a long, hard look at it.
Yeah, this guy, I think, is what I would do. So, Greg, you're suggesting a straight win bet on Spooky Woods and then an exacta box 1-2?
Straight win on Spooky Woods and just a ice cold exacta 1-2.
Okay.
Straight up.
And, so this is an interesting race, definitely, folks. Something that you're going to want to take a solid look at. But nonetheless, it figures to be a good one. And who knows? We might see a future star coming out of here. This is the Barrett's debutante $100,000 race, and it goes today on race 8. And Greg is suggesting a play here on Spooky Woods to win, and then 1-2 exacta. Do you want to box them or just go 1-2?
I'm just going to go 1-2. I think Spooky Woods is going to come ahead of the gate. Yep.
All right. Okay. Well, it makes sense to me. All right. We're going to take a quick timeout, and when we come back, we're going to have the second half of Keeping Score with Bobby. And if anybody wants to call in, you can do so. And the number to call in is 213-559-8021, 213-559-8021. And when we come back from our break, we're going to have some free sports plays for you. And I'm going to come back and give you my pick today at Los Alamitos. We'll be right back. This is your cue. Go refresh your beverage of choice. And we'll be right back for part two of Keeping Score with Bobby.
Satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night, and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey, less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less bite, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby.
All right, sports fans, we're back for part two of Keeping Score with Bobby. And we're moving right along here. And before we get to the free sports plays, I want to let everybody know that the hat's free. Los Al pick comes in the third race with number 4, Look Twice. This is a Chris Hartman newcomer. He reached in, took this horse for $16K last time down at Del Mar. We're looking for improvement, and we like the fact that Stuart Elliott is taking the call for the new connection. So in the third race, number 4, Look Twice. All right, Bobby, step to the podium.
Well, I'll tell you what, Hat. This is a groundbreaking day. I am going to do something I have not done in 4 or 5 years up to the plate for you on these free picks. I'm going to do something I've never done before. Today,
uh-oh,
I'm going to go against Ole Miss.
Well,
and they're an 11-point dog to Alabama, but we're coming on the heels where Coach Saban threw a hissy fit when he had a 5-touchdown lead. He got just irate at Lane Kiffin. So anyway, they will not.
Bobby, who wouldn't get irate with Lane Kiffin?
Well, like one of the talking heads said, you know, leave it to Nick Saban to be the only person in the world who could make Lane Kiffin a sympathetic figure. You know, it's just like, you know, who else?
Yeah, that's true.
That's pretty amazing. So anyway, but my thing is here, the, Alabama, which has lost 2 years in a row to Ole Miss, they will take no prisoners today, and I don't think they will stop. They will stop scoring, even when they're 14 minutes into the fourth quarter with a 35-point lead. They will punch it in for one more. No, this is take no prisoners day. I like Alabama. Give the 11 points. They should be a 15-point favorite at the least, and I think they're going to roll by 3 touchdowns.
Well, that scares the hell out of me, Bobby, because I'm in the same bandwagon as you. But I think that Alabama is definitely for real this year, and I think that they're going to handle Ole Miss as well. But I'm going to go in a different direction here. Texas A&M at Auburn, and I'm going to go with Texas A&M here with a surprise upset win over Auburn at home, and 187-188 on the rotation, and the hat is suggesting a play on Texas A&M. And I'm going to grab that 3.5 points that's being offered right now, and I'm going to run to the window, and I'm going to run away like a thief in the night, and I'm going to go ahead and take A&M 187 plus 3.5. Hondo, do you like anything today?
I do, and just really quick, an interesting sidelight to that Alabama-Mississippi game. You know, Mississippi's won the last 2 years when they played Alabama. No school has ever beaten Alabama 3 years in a row while Saban's been coach at Alabama. So if somehow Mississippi could pull off the upset, that would be an historic victory. Because, like I said, no team's beaten Saban 3 years in a row when Saban was at Alabama.
Right.
Ohio State, number, which is a 3-point favorite, last I saw.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Ohio State.
Yeah, what about Ohio State?
I think they're a 3-point favorite over at Oklahoma today. And I was not a fan of Oklahoma's defense when they opened the season against Houston. The defense looked pretty porous. And I think that they're going to have a really, really tough time containing JT Barrett, the quarterback for the Buckeyes. So I like in that game, I think it starts at 4 o'clock kickoff or 4:30 kickoff. I like Ohio State -3 over Oklahoma.
All right. Okay. Well, gentlemen, I'm going to open things up. Greg, you might want to hold on to your hat here because
Hat. Yeah. We got to get Hondo's prediction in the blue on blue game today. I got to know what he says.
That's where I'm heading. I'm just preparing Greg guys for the cat fight that's about to ensue here.
Cat fight.
yeah.
I have no idea in that game. I have no idea how good UCLA is. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in that game, to tell you the truth. I will say one thing about the game. I'm surprised UCLA is a 3-point favorite.
Well, I think you just took your stand right there.
I wouldn't bet BYU and take the 3, but I'm just saying that I'm surprised. I thought if anything, I thought BYU would at least be a 3-point favorite.
Well, the line has moved up in Vegas, guys. It's now 3 in the hook on UCLA.
Wow.
So the money's coming in. And, Poppy, what do you think of that?
BYU's offense has been absent, AWOL, this year. They've had a defense that's like, wow, their defense has been unbelievably good. The first two games of the year, but their offense just they haven't moved the ball. They haven't really been able to. They haven't been able to move the ball on the ground at all. And Taysom Hill has been spotty at best as a passer. So yeah, it really is a hard game to figure. The way that I look at this is BYU gets its best defensive player back in halftime. So they get Kai Nakua back, and he's tied for the league in the country right now with interceptions. When he comes back, BYU's defense is almost flawless. They'll get such a shot in the arm when he comes back at halftime because he's out for one half the first half because of a spearing targeting penalty in the last game. So I think, you know, what UCLA has to do at altitude is they have to start the game at least a touchdown ahead at halftime and then hold on for dear life, because I think it'll be a barn burner. I think this is going to come down to a last possession score for whatever team. I think it's going to be a close game, and I think the outcome is unpredictable. But for me, it's go blue, go Cougars.
If UCLA loses, it won't be because of the altitude, because they went up last year to Salt Lake City and they beat Utah. So they can play in the altitude. They trained for 2 weeks in San Bernardino in 115-degree heat, so they could take anything. And Moro will have that team. The altitude won't bother them. If they lose, it'll just be because BYU is a better team.
All right, predictions. What's the score, Hondo? What's the final score?
My prediction?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Let's go. Last year, what was it, 23-22, Bobby? It was a one-point game.
Yeah.
At the Rose Bowl. Okay, let's go. Let's go UCLA 27-21.
27-21. Okay.
I don't know who's going to win. I don't, it's 31-30 is the final score. 31-30, and I don't know who's going to win. But I'll say
no,
BYU.
No, come on, Bobby.
You're going to
give
blue.
Me a winner.
I lean blue. BYU, 31-30.
All right, there we go. All right. Greg, do you have any interest in that game or not?
I mean, I'm just going to root for UCLA. I'll just beat you.
Oh, my word.
Go.
No,
there
no.
There you go. Go Bruins.
There you go.
Greg is going to be at the Rams game tomorrow.
Yeah,
and
it should be exciting.
Unfortunately, I heard that he's going to be rooting for the Rams. But that's okay. They're not one of my favorite teams, but, And offline sometime today, Greg, go ahead and text me, and I will give you my prediction on
Sounds
that
good.
Game, because it does come with the packages that we offer tomorrow. That game is going to be included, and that's why I don't want to give it out on the show here for people who are paying for it. But feel free to text me and I'll tell you what I think of that game, so you can see either how ignorant or how intelligent I am when you're out there tomorrow. And it's come to that time, folks, where we need to say goodbye, and I just want to let everybody know that if you're listening to us, if you're hearing me talking, so thank you for tuning in live or archived, and we're here each and every Saturday from 8 a.m. until 8:30 a.m. Pacific time, and I want to thank Hondo for calling in this morning and joining us. And same thing, Greg, thank you for participating with your horse racing insight this morning, and good luck with your picks.
Absolutely. It's all cash today.
And Bobby, go ahead and say it.
Be safe, be careful, and God bless. We'll see you all next week, Lord willing, and may all the good bounces go to BYU.
All right. I knew you were going to sneak that in. All right, folks, good luck with your wagers, and we'll talk to you next week, and we hope to see you often this weekend in the cashier's line. Talk to you next week.